Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
I hit the record button.
All right, then we're recording.
Mm-hmm. Hello. That's correct.
All right, we're back. I'm Ryan Janke,
Pastor. Way to spike right away, right at the beginning.
Just throw off the groove.
Well, I got to make sure they can hear us.
You know, it's really considerate of you to put that out there because it's not like people have control of their own volume on devices.
See?
It's not like we didn't give them a chance to be like, ooh, let me adjust to the right volume before this starts going.
How mean would it be if we came in talking really quiet? They got really loud after they turned it up.
You could. Like, you got That'd it. Be awful. You got us down kind of low. Like, you could.
That's
you
fine.
You could run it hotter than that.
You want our takeover?
No.
You can be the button pusher.
No, I'm
You're
good.
You're doing a really good job at it, Ryan.
I'm good.
Pushing buttons.
Apparently, he gets a new job, and all of a sudden, he just has all the skills in the world.
No, I have none of those skills. But I do remember, like, episode...
You got, like, nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills.
Really good at with a bow staff.
Bow staff.
All the gangs want me to join.
With the bow staff. Girls only want guys with good skills. No, episode 5 or something like that, I think we made it like 45 minutes in, and I wasn't sure I was actually recording or not. It dawned on me that I have no idea. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you're like, this is great. I hope I recorded it. What?
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm here, and Pastor DJ's here, and Dana Mashevsky is here, and so is Sarah DeYoung.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Clappy
clappies.
You're behind.
I thought we weren't doing the intro. So.
This is our.
Well,
like,
we have to let everybody know who's here. Unless
I feel
it's
like they would figure it out.
If we had sound effects that were on time and clear and accurate, I think people would think we've gone all commercial.
They'd be like, actually, who is here? Tech. Because it's not.
Do they have a full blown studio now?
They got a new soundboard. It works better.
Well, speaking of, I mean, we do have this nice studio, and we're kind of like in the San Diego Zoo. We have a paint.
There's somebody
glass.
Across. Playing heads up, and I'm about to start cheating and giving them the answer.
Glass window on a Wednesday, which means there's a lot of youth and a lot of groups in the church, and so I'm imagining we're going to see some youngins walking by knocking on the window.
Yeah. Starting, early.
I don't know that fellow in the white hat.
I can't see.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, if you're listening, hello, fellow in the white hat.
Fellow in the white hat.
There. Oh, he turned, you missed.
What group is that?
I don't know. A youth one.
So what's been going
Isn't
on, everybody?
Isn't that child related to you?
No. To me? No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. I can't see him. All I see is a fellow in a white hat.
Ryan needs to get an eye check done.
Here I thought people would be staring at us through the window, but it's really the worst. It's us staring out the window at everybody else.
That's what I mean. I was like, isn't that child related to you? Is that not?
I am going to close the drapes.
I was going to say, this is a true ADHD moment.
You thought that we were going to, I thought we were going to have problems with people looking in here.
Exactly. It's the reverse.
Yeah.
Because they also, I'm like, do they have snacks?
Probably.
Yes, they do.
I would imagine so.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the question I asked. What's going on?
I heard Dana was in the DR.
You did?
I did.
I'd love to hear more about that. Dana!
Wow, you couldn't even let me like...
No. Rip the Band-Aid off.
What is the DR and why were you there?
The Dominican Republic.
Okay.
We were there for a food and action trip with the FMSC.
Now, out of curiosity... Mm-hmm. On the trip, I know you got to go with the Tacos for Life guys.
Yes.
Did they make tacos?
No.
Oh.
They did not. We did play a really fun game of would this taco sell in Fargo, North Dakota.
And what'd you discover?
That I'm very picky about how you use Korean barbecue.
I think you told me that that's not actually Korean barbecue.
It's not. In which case, that's why I'm picky. Otherwise, they all sound really good, and I really want to try it.
Have you ever had Tacos for Life? Have any of you ever had?
No.
No, you got to. I don't even know what it is. So.
It's a taco chain that was started by Austin something or other, but they donate, like for every taco sold, they donate a meal to FMSC.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Feed my starving children
tacos.
So
then they fund like a bunch of different mobile packs around them.
Nice. Okay, and where are they out of?
They started in Arkansas, and they're in, I think the closest one to us is like Kansas City. Mm. Hmm.
We got to get
they're
a food truck up here for the next pack.
Yes, we do.
Ooh. Yeah, just in the south. I don't think they go
well.
Farther.
And so Dana and a couple of others. I mean, that
quite
a few
others.
Name
mm-hmm. eight.
are making partnerships with Tacos for Life, I hope. And this could be another place that they come.
Yeah.
10 years ago, when I was in North Carolina, Tacos for Life was
they must have just started then, because they're just doing their 10th anniversary.
I watched when they opened. And as soon as they opened, we went. And they were kind of the place that we went after church on Sunday, my family. Oh. So we would go there and have Tacos for Life. And I had them all. And whether it's real or not, that Korean barbecue taco is...
the yum yum sauce, man.
It's scrum-diddly-umptious, okay? Now... what I didn't know then, and I thought was kind of cool, it's like, oh, it's a Christian business, and every meal that you buy, they have a meal for a kid somewhere. At the time, though, I didn't know. I know now, but then I didn't know that it was Feed My Starving Children. So it's just really cool to hear that these guys went to one of the sites where the food is distributed and got to see that part of the whole process with the Tacos for Life guys.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really neat.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. How long were you there?
We were there for 5 days, Monday to Friday.
Okay.
So
you went from, did you fly out of here?
No, we flew out of cities. So, and then had a layover each way.
Okay.
And then went straight into Santo Domingo where we stayed. And then we stayed in the city and then like went out.
Ventured out? Yeah. Was it like day trips or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we saw how many different sites? 5, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
I think it was 5 or 6.
That's cool. Yeah.
So one a day.
Pretty much.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So, and
we handed out food.
Yeah.
We like fed it to some school kids.
Did you get to see them like cook the food on site?
Yep. Nice. And then one of the places, that's what we had for lunch. They're like, kids had their lunch. Now here is your lunch. We will serve you the same thing.
What were the local spices? I saw in the video they were like spicing it up with things that they would like. You didn't recognize any of it, or?
I mean, it tasted like it had spices.
Oh, okay.
So.
How many people went?
In total, there
paprika.
Were seven. Yeah, it
salt
was
pepper.
Like I know there was like
cayenne.
Like in the one we had, there was like chicken and I think like some sort of sausage and then like peppers and stuff, but. Beyond that, I couldn't tell you, like...
Any famous Dave's rib rub?
I can tell you that probably wasn't in it. I know that.
All right, how many people?
17 in total.
How many from Atonement?
Technically from Atonement? Like, staff or just, like, members, too?
Yeah. Just staff and member, everybody from Atonement.
4 of us? 5 of us?
You, Seth? Amy.
Mm-hmm. Amy, Mark, Seth.
Mark, Seth, Katrina.
And Katrina, yeah.
Okay.
So 5?
5.
Okay.
There were eight people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then Dave was there from FMSC.
Gunlickson.
Andy was there.
Okay.
Yep. Heather Hecht.
Yeah.
So this was arranged through FMSC then?
Yep. So then like Heather and Andy went as, like, the FMSC staff going, and then, like, we invited Dave as our team. And then it was the Fargo team and then the Tacos for Life team. That was the only other.
Okay.
Just the two of us.
So what was a day like then?
Get up, get on a bus, go someplace, eat, go someplace else, go back to the hotel. Maybe you showered, then go eat, and then get...
So you just sat around and ate all day.
Yeah. Like, it depends.
Well, that's why they talked about those tacos.
Yes.
Duh.
All they did was tell us about all the different tacos they make. It depended on where we went. Like, when we went to the school, it was like, just play with them, see what we do, learn about the place.
Mm-hmm.
Mission
trip stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But it wasn't so much of like, do these tasks. It was really like,
spending quality
meet
time.
The people and talk to them and see what it does.
It was relation building.
Those are the best mission trips as far as I'm concerned.
I think so, too.
We can build a house here.
Oh, right. When you go and make relationships.
You would have to pay me to go on one of those where I got to build something.
A one-time thing is great, but when you can go and build an ongoing relationship of support, and it goes both ways, really.
Yep.
I think it was really nice to be able to see, like, what the food does of, like, it's because you guys pack these meals that then we do this thing, and it's like just
so
cool to see.
Did you share with everyone that you are the record holder of the most meals packed in a session? That you're
on
the team.
I think it was brought up at one point, but
You know, now as you say that, DJ, all I'm picturing is that group, that table packing meals. I want to see them serving now. Like, well, how many kids can you dish up for lunch? Because that's got to be in the millions.
Right?
No soup for you.
I think we talked about it once on one of our bus rides that, like, the, like, super team of that table packing. So,
So now with you, though, and then what is the name of the videographer for F. Messi?
John.
So John was there. Between him and you, I mean, how many rolls of film was with? I mean, how many pictures do you think you took?
How many Polaroids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
So the other another person that came with us was, I'm going to mispronounce her name because of, it's Tara, because of Tara, I'm going to get them confused. But she was like, we should have brought a Polaroid. Because that would have been so fun to, like, print it and then give it to... Because the one thing was is that everybody had, like, they all loved Katrina. And then once the cameras came out, then they loved me and John.
Sure.
Yeah. So I don't know how much John took because we only got, like, we shared stuff between the two of us. And we didn't even get everything that he took because his, like, hard drive crashed in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
He was like,
no.
This is what you get.
Oh.
But I took, I think... 800 photos.
Wow.
Sweet.
And then a little bit of video, but not a lot.
How far did everybody have to come that was coming to the...
like how far did people travel to get to?
In the DR to get to the site?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. How far away were the people living before they walked or drove to the site?
Yeah, like any of the average sites that you went to?
Not very far. Most of the sites we went to were like...
centralized
communities that it was just like, I think the most would be probably like the first one we went to, which was like kind of like a school, and that was in the city, like in Santo Domingo. So I feel like that's probably the broadest of just like how far they had to go to school. But I don't think didn't seem like a lot of them traveled that far.
Okay. A lot of families?
Yeah. I think one that I went to, like, we went to a church and we're handing out the, like, bags of food. And then we walked one grandma and her great-granddaughter home. And it was her brother, her daughters, and then her daughters. And then I think there was one other, like, daughter.
Okay.
Like, it was a full,
so
like...
four generations?
Like, four generations plus, like, a little extended, like, yeah.
So did they take food with them, or did they just come eat and then
leave?
So,
like, at the schools, we cooked the food and then gave it out to them, but then we went to a couple places where, like, they just get the, like, unmade packages of the mana packs that we, like, pack, and we get those. And it's not those ones. It's actually the bigger ones that are, like, the double size that they only machine pack, but we hand those out.
There's what?
It's
how many meals are in the big ones?
12 or 18?
I think it's like 14.
Okay.
14. So you got to go to sites that were just beginning to receive the mana packs. And, you know, if anyone's wondering, what are we talking about? Feed My Starving Children is a ministry that we partner with here at Atonement. It's a big part of what we do. It's a way that we share the love of Christ. And it's been a part of this church for about a decade. And the mana packs are these prepackaged meals. There's like six, how many meals in the small one?
Six meals.
Mm-hmm. And it's a mixture of rice and vitamins and mineral packing concoction. I don't even know how to really explain it. It's like scientifically it's all
like
the
like vitamin dust.
It's all the vitamins and minerals that you would need for a daily dosage of nutrition.
Yep.
Right. And then also there's veggies in there that have been all dried out, right? And then what's the fourth
soy.
One? And soy.
Yep.
And so every year we get to be a part of it, and we pack it. And this last year was the 10th anniversary, where we went for 10 million meals in 10 days, and it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
But now,
one of our containers was going to be arriving.
Right.
Oh, awesome.
Really?
Like, it arrived like Friday, the day we left.
So you got to see a site that was just beginning to receive the mana pack, and another site that had been receiving the mana packs for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between the two sites that you could visibly tell a difference?
I couldn't like visibly tell, just because it was so much of like just playing with them and being like, these kids are totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that like one of the sites I think they like continually will go back to with Food in Action trips. And like, I think even Amy had been there before and she talked about how like she could tell a difference between the kids she saw first and she was first there.
And that was like a couple years ago.
That was like 5 years ago. And then now, so it was okay. Like what I noticed is just like how, like, I don't know. It's not like I like noticed like they like look super sickly or anything. It was just a matter of like how they like behaved.
Yeah. Mark was saying that too, how like where there was a consistent, where there was food, the kids were like normal kids. Mm-hmm. Where there wasn't food, it was almost like just kind of moving in slow motion, maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had the initial thought of like lethargic, mm-hmm. but it was just a more like they just were far more careful about how they like went about in the world versus like.
They were like in preservation mode almost, yeah. like not like wanting to exert more constantly energy yeah. than needed.
Just being like self-aware yeah. of stuff like that, where it was not mm-hmm. like that at all with the ones that like
yeah.
have been receiving the food like mm-hmm. continuously yeah. for years.
Mark was telling me how one kid basically told him he was coloring wrong.
Yeah.
and was acting just like, you know, like, yeah. like you know, yeah. what's starvation? There's no starvation yeah. around here.
And no, there normal. Was one of the sites, the one that actually Amy had been to before, was one of them where the kids really loved my camera. Mm-hmm. And at one point, so I have a strap on it and I was just like, yes, you can take the camera and take photos of it. Here, let me show you how to take the photo. But I'm like attached to it because one little girl, she would take off with it. And so I was just like trailing around behind her. And then she would like go up to one of the other kids and yell at them. I don't speak great enough Spanish to know what she was saying, but she would like talk to them. And then she would take their photo and look at it. And then she would yell at them if they didn't smile. So all of these like older nice. Boys, of course, don't want to smile. Mm-hmm. They like don't care. And she got mad.
You know, it's
and she was like four.
Did yeah, a lot of yeah, people yeah. smile in the pictures?
Yeah.
Because like in Nicaragua, they don't smile in pictures. It's funny. Like mm-hmm. they will be all straight faced and then you take the picture and then they'll smile and come running up to look at the picture.
No, a lot of them smiled, but it was like some of the older boys were very much just teenage boys mm-hmm. that they're not going to. They're mm-hmm. not going to show emotion and they're not going to smile.
For that.
But she would, like, she was four. She was tiny. I'm, like, halfway attached to her.
yeah.
And she was just yelling at them. And then she would take the photo again. And if they still weren't smiling, she would, like, hit them.
Oh, wow.
I'll beat a smile on yep. you.
That's right. like, it's funny that, you know, it makes me wonder about where that change came. Because if you ever watch it, like, old pictures from, like, the 1800s, no one smiles. Mm-hmm. They're just... And I always thought right. it was because the picture takes 45 minutes to take. So
you're
it's like,
I don't know how long to smile for.
Right. And I can't smile for 30 seconds.
Sore. Waiting for the flash.
Yep.
But if you're saying it's like that in Nicaragua too, maybe it's a cultural mm-hmm. thing. And at some point we must have decided smiling was the norm for pictures in the United States.
Well, I don't want to, and I'll use a Paul crossword. I don't want to be too grim, but a lot of times way back in the day, they took a picture because somebody was dead.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was the only chance they had to take yeah. the picture.
Sure.
True.
I don't think I'd be smiling either. you know what I'm saying?
So, Ryan, what you're saying well, is when you die, we shouldn't, like,
back in the day.
That's
tape
true.
Your corners up or give you, like, yeah. the Joker smile.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay. be a little creepy.
it would be. So,
all right.
All right. So, back to your trip. this was your first ever mission trip.
Yep.
How was it?
Good.
You going to go on another one?
Depends on what it is.
She's ready for the middle school and the don't high school that, mission.
DJ. I was just going to say.
Don't do that, DJ.
You go on one and all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe. And then you go.
Well, isn't that exactly what happened to you?
Yep.
They pulled you kicking and screaming and then you're like.
Well, I don't think.
You weren't kicking and screaming.
I think it was
screaming.
More of like, who's got to have a summer free?
Yeah.
Ryan Janke's got some free time.
at the time I didn't, but that was Andrea Paulson that asked me to go. And to say kicking and screaming, no, because I'm all about, let's go do this. But that time it was more like, heck yeah, I want to go to Chicago vacation.
yeah.
Psych.
yeah.
Not exactly.
It was fun.
Chicago style.
That's my kind of thing. I like doing that stuff, though. Let's go. So
you're not, I always find it interesting finding the people like, do you like trips or vacations? Like, you want to go on trips. You want to
I want to go see
things.
Stuff.
You don't want to, like, go relax.
No. No.
Can I be somewhere in the middle?
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. My idea of hell is sitting on a beach doing nothing for an entire week.
I want at least one day there that I
see. Really? Yeah, when people say, oh, I just sat on the beach all day or whatever. No. No. I can sit on my recliner.
And there's air conditioning.
Yeah.
I can look at a picture.
And I didn't have to pay hundreds of dollars to get here.
And so
turn the sink on, hear the waves of the water.
And so the interesting thing is, the interesting thing is, my family wants to just go chill, and I'm like up at 7:35, going, "Let's go, boys and girls. We got things to see."
You're the dad who opens the blinds. Look at the sun.
They've
the sun
had the
is
continental
up.
Breakfast out since 6. I've been down twice. Yep.
Dude, that was like Andy and Dave, and I was like, "Do I have time to get breakfast?"
Yeah, eggs are kind of rubbery, but everything is also okay. Yeah,
my
so
I cup of coffee. Let's do this.
I am a let's go do stuff guy. Yep, absolutely. So the mission trip was fun because you're
doing
stuff all
the time.
See, I'm a
let's go do stuff at my own pace.
Yeah, no. Like I want to plan it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like to do stuff. I like to get up around 10 and go down by the beach. And
man, that you like that, huh?
Find a nice place just to read a book.
Yeah. Not me.
What would you rather do?
I as long as I know in advance, I'm too type A to go with the flow. So if you're telling
I'm
me
very
we're going
go
on vacation,
with the flow.
Then I want to be sitting doing nothing. But if it's like a trip, I'll go on a trip
really?
And go do stuff. But I need to know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Really?
I need
you
to prepare.
Be prepared. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
See, that's Tabitha is the same way. She's got to know, like, okay, this day we're going to do this, and this day we're going to do that. We're going to be here at this time and do that. And I'm like, I don't know. Let's just go. Yeah.
I don't need to plan things out, but I do like if we're going to hang out, then I'm going to hang out.
Yeah.
I'm not
right,
doing
anything.
Right, you
can't just like, yes.
If you want to go do stuff.
You got to at least tell me.
All right.
Especially if I got to pack, you got to tell me what I'm packing for.
Yep. And I will always check a bag. Don't ever, carry on is for quitters. I'll pay the $50, give me my 50 pounds.
I should have checked
a bag.
And I'll
go over.
And I'll admit one of my big flaws too, of many, is that Tab has to like, she has to do this balance where, okay, we're going to make sure that we do enough things to make him happy so that he's not like, hey,
driving
we need to be doing more stuff. Like she's got to fill it out, but she can't fill it out too much because I will whine. If there was something that was on that list and we didn't get to do it,
oh, she's got to make sure there's just enough that they hit every marker.
I will be miserable. Yeah, I'm terrible. Like we were supposed to do this today.
Right, right, right.
We are late to the Museum of Scabs by 15 minutes.
No, it's not like that. Just, okay, we were, now.
If there's a plan, we're sticking to the full thing. No.
We talked about this, and you knew that I wanted to.
Ryan, I feel like you'd get along really well with my friends Jill and Tyler, who I used to live with. When they went on their honeymoon, I was dying because Tyler is the, like, go and do everything. And when they were talking about all-inclusive resorts, the way he reacted, you would have thought you were telling him he was going to jail. He's like, I'm just locked in. I just have to sit there and there's nothing. And it's like, no, there's like all these things that you can do. It's just all in one area. And he's like, you're just sending me to jail, basically.
Yeah.
I'm just locked in a building.
A nice
with
prison.
Nothing.
I have only been to one all-inclusive resort. It was for a wedding a couple years ago that the family nicely invited Melissa and I to go to, and I got to preside at the wedding. Mm-hmm. They had an all-you-can-eat ice cream sundae bar that I could go to all the time.
Where is this place?
It's in Mexico.
See, that's always with me. Like, cruises sound terrifying, but there is a gigantic, like, slide situation along with board games and ice cream 24/7.
Sarah, I would go and sit in a hammock in the shade, then go and sit by the beach, then I go right to that ice cream sundae bar, load up, and repeat. That was my whole day.
That sounds like a great day.
Holy
cow. Like, when we did the all-inclusive for spring break when I was in college, like, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But we also did do, like, excursions. So we did go and do a few things.
And Ryan probably couldn't do
all
inclusive.
Go swim with the dolphins.
I earned extra credit in my Aztec class. Like, there was just enough of like.
Did you go see the pyramids? Like the beautiful pyramids in Mexico? Like
the Techna.
Everyone talks about the pyramids over in Egypt. They got nothing on the pyramids in Mexico.
I used to know how to. Yeah. What is that? That's going to bother me.
The Aztec town. The capital city.
It's got the thing where you can see, like, directly where the Spaniards first came in, right? Or is that somewhere else?
I don't know.
I was like, Austin was just there this...
Wasn't that Providence, Rhode Island?
It could be.
Plymouth Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Plymouth Rock.
That was the wrong...
I was way off.
But, like, I...
Swanson? Samsonite. I was just thinking about that as we were coming in here. The last time you did a Dumb and Dumber quote, I was laughing so hard I couldn't see. And I think that it's like 20 minutes of just me
laughing.
You can
also hear DJ hit the table.
Yeah.
Because there's just silence and DJ laughing and then
like
the sounds
small
of the
squeak breathing.
Our animals' heads are falling off.
You know, I just watched Benchwarmers on Netflix today.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is right in your guys' wheelhouse.
I've never seen it either.
Wow.
Oh, it's on Netflix right now, so you got to check it out. It is right up your alley.
Okay, I'll check it.
My daughter started watching Unfrosted.
I've never heard of it.
And I started watching it, and I'm like, no, I can't watch this, otherwise I will sit and watch the whole thing. It just came out. It's a Jerry Seinfeld movie, and it's the story of Kellogg's versus Post and the creation of the Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Oh,
it's got like Melissa McCarthy.
It has
there's
so
many
famous
movies.
People in it.
What's it on? What's it streaming on?
I think it's Netflix. On Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think I saw. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I only watch documentaries, so when I open mine up, it's all documentaries.
This is a documentary. Yeah.
It fits kind of in that. Huh.
Okay.
I haven't seen it either, but I'm pretty sure I saw yeah, a trailer for it or something.
I'll have to check it out.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, there's
Pop-Tarts
also.
Pop-Tarts are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Pop-Tarts are fantastic.
Exactly.
S'mores, toasted or not.
Depends on the flavor.
Yeah, because you're not toasting my, like...
Don't give me a toasted wild berry. That's disgusting.
Or the ice cream sundae
one?
No.
I only add home or on the move. Because I'll just take the packet and go on if I'm traveling in the car.
I won't eat them raw.
You won't at all?
No. But I'll only eat cherry.
Oh.
Toasted. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Frosted or unfrosted?
I haven't had a box of Pop-Tarts in this place in a long time.
You know, they had a great sale on them at Hornbacher's for the Leap Day sale, and I think I bought way too many Pop-Tarts, and I just got through them all finally.
Huh.
I would love it when the generics at the store would be like a, you know, 10 for 10 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not the same.
They're not the same.
No.
Oh.
Nope. They are not the same, and neither is the bag cereal.
Oh, I love bag cereal.
Do you really?
Yes.
No.
Tab used to buy that stuff, and I wouldn't even touch it.
Listen to this money bags over here. Nothing but the name brand for...
2008 didn't hit you at all, did it?
There's some things you don't chintz on.
That was how my mom was. I always had, like... Because my mom was so picky about her cereal that I always just had...
See, and I don't, like... My dad ate cereal, and that was it, and he did not care.
No, my mom would
none
be
of
like,
us cared.
No.
Well,
we're like, my grandparents didn't care. And then I would like, grandma would buy the like off-brand like Rice Krispies and I'd be like, what is this?
The one name brand
I
will always
buy. She's like, put her cool sugar on it, it'll be fine.
Reese's Puffs, because they don't make an off-brand of them. Because they did it right the first time.
I will say that the
also, how do you make an off-brand of that?
The off-brand of Rice Krispies doesn't sound like Snap, Crackle, and Pop. It sounds like Fizz, Pop, and
something else.
They're a little too flat.
Let's put it this way. Would you drink the, what's it called, Mountain Rain, or what is the...
The off-brand pop?
Yeah,
what is that one called? Is it?
Well, it depends. It's like Shasta something at the Dollar Tree.
I was going to say that when it comes to drinking anything, Mountain Rain or anything else, this is
all
that I drink
when
it comes to the soda.
Yep. I'm right there with you.
I only drink Gatorade. So.
I was actually really thrown off. I don't remember where I was. I was out to eat somewhere, and it was when we went to sushi the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And the table across from me before you got there asked for a Diet Coke, and I think she was a fake fan, and I'm just going to put that out there, because they're like, oh, sorry, we only have Diet Pepsi, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's totally fine.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
Hi, everyone. It's editing Dana, and I just was coming to say that if you think this episode ends abruptly, that's because it does. Ryan had something urgently come up, and he had to leave, and instead of continuing without him, we just ended the episode there. So that is why it feels like, you know, we didn't finish the conversation. It's because we didn't. next week's episode we'll return to a more normal episode, but yeah, I still decided to put this one out because we still talked about some good stuff right away, but yeah. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for that podcast. Don't forget, you can find all of our services online every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a tradition service or 10:30 a.m. for a modern service. You'll find them at atonement.live, atonementfargo.org, or on YouTube, where you can also find all of our library of content. So thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on another riveting episode of that podcast.